When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Let's hear from Kirk Cousins talking yesterday about his mindset going back to play Minnesota.
Yeah, pro football, you have to, good or bad, you have to, you know, walk away and be able to get back on the horse and get ready the next week and treat them all as, you know, standalone events. You know, and certainly we got a challenging opponent and a challenging place up ahead. And I got to dig deep and play our best football, you know, in the last five games.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, you're going to obviously, and you can try to play it down. It's emotional. You're going back. You're going back to
Absolutely. To
what your former team the following year. That's the one thing about it. It's the following year, following season that you're going back up there and everything like that. So, yeah, it's going to be, you can try to downplay it, everything like that. You got to play it downplayed, especially if you're the quarterback. You can't get caught up in the emotions of that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I think his worst game of his career. I went back at it because I just want to look at it again. You know, just the interceptions. And, you know, they were unexplained. But, like, the pick six, I don't know. It was a miscommunication between him and Mooney because I put myself in Mooney's position of running the route. And it was a zone route. It was a zone coverage. But Mooney kind of read it as man and broke out. Kurt was throwing it like he was in the zone. And so, I mean, just that communication, and I don't know why he still threw it, but I kept looking. I was like, is that Kirk's fault or is that Moody's fault? Is it a miscommunication? Because Moody did run it like a man route, man concept, and Kirk threw it like it was a zone concept. Hmm. And I'm looking at the coverage from the Chargers, and it looked zone to me, but I would have read it. I can see why Moody read it as man because it was green grass to the sideline.
Yeah.
You know,
what's weird about that, look, I mean, who knows? Really interesting analysis from you for sure. It's weird that those two at this point of the season who've had incredible chemistry. I mean, it's really been one of the storylines of the year is those two and Mooney getting so much out of this season, having something like that happen at this point of the year off a bye.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was just weird.
That's really frustrating.
It was weird. I went back, but I mean, just him, he was just hesitant on it. The misthrow of Mooney. It was just a hesitation type thing for Kirk, man. And you know, It's you know, you listen to people who call defenses against him. I love listening to Rex Ryan when he talks about defense, and he's like, if you give him something to think about other than the original read of the pitcher, you can frustrate him and make him do things like that. Again, he's been playing too much football to have the mistakes that he had on Sunday.
Yeah.
Too much. We can talk about the pistol and all those different things, how many interceptions on the pistol. It's an alarming rate of how many interceptions he's had out of the pistol, and I'm still confused why because it seems like they just want this to be a part of it. We want this to be a part of our system. But if your players aren't good at it, then that's just coaching to take that – oh, I'm just going to take it out.
You just got to not do it.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, if it's resulting in that much negative –
if it resulted in that negative –
You have to do something different.
Unless you have to.
Right. And I don't know why you have to. Why would you have to?
Yeah.
To protect him? That was the theory all the way back in week one, so he could get off the line of scrimmage. Didn't work in week one.
No.
Variety of different reasons it didn't work in week one and has continued to not work. So, yeah, all of that is very frustrating. And when you look at the interceptions that he has thrown and does throw, that's what they tend to be.
Right.
Like, it breaks down a little bit. He has to press. He tries to force a ball somewhere where it doesn't need to be forced. And then it gets intercepted. But that's not what Sunday was.
No.
Like, Sunday, I mean, maybe that one was, but he wasn't really pressured that. He just made mistakes. Like, even the third interception, he got out of pressure. And then Lolly popped it to the back of the end zone when Bijan was right in front of him. And I understand it was third and goal, so he probably wasn't going to take off himself because he wasn't going to make it to the goal line. But it just feels like earlier in the season, he was playing a little bit more clear-minded or whatever. I don't know how to put it, but he would have just flipped it to Bijan, and Bijan would have done what he does. Maybe he scores, maybe not, but it would have been a good. Yeah, all of a sudden he's overanalyzing, overthinking, whatever, and he's making these terrible mistakes. Back to the original conversation of going to Minnesota and going back there. I mean, that was going to be interesting anyway. Now there's all these other layers on top of it, of coming off of the worst game that he's played.
And they are where they
Falcons have lost three games in a row. The Vikings are 10-2 without him.
Yes.
Like, they told him, all right, whatever the negotiation was, we're not doing that extra year, whatever. Whatever broke down and he led to him leaving there, they're just fine without him.
Yes, they are.
So that plays into it, too. So it's it'd be a nice game for Kirk Cousins to have to play good.
Right.
It'd be a really nice week for Kirk Cousins to play good.
It would be.
Because if he doesn't.
Yeah. They will have a different conversation on Monday.
Let me ask you one other thing about if he doesn't.
I know what you're going to ask me. Oh, no, wait. Go ahead.
What do you think I'm going to ask you?
I was going to ask you, what if he plays good and they lose?
Oh, I don't know.
Because if he plays good, he plays good. Yeah.
And then he continues to play.
Right.
What if he plays bad early?
Yeah. And that was going to be like, if he plays bad early, then I would not be surprised if you saw a quarterback switch.
Interesting.
I would not be surprised.
Interesting.
I would not be surprised.
I feel like I would be surprised.
I would not be surprised.
Like, I just think if he does end up getting benched, it's a middle of the week thing. Like, or not a middle of the week, but it's a week to prepare.
Right.
Like, he gets to play the game. But although, like,
I would love to do is be at practice this week and see if Michael Penix gets any regular reps.
Love to see that. Yeah, and maybe Joe will get an insight into that when we talk to him on Thursday.
If he gets a regular rep.
I mean, he's been benched twice this year, right? I mean, kind of.
No, he has not been benched.
But, like, they took him out.
They took him out because they were getting their
and he wasn't playing good.
Their blank pushback.
But here's the thing, though. Like, if the Chargers' offense wasn't horrible, wouldn't he have gotten taken out of the game Sunday too?
I hate that. I am now with that because
hypotheticals.
Because it was what it was. But yeah, I mean, if he plays bad in the first half,
you think so?
And the offense isn't moving, and it's clearly on him why the offense is moving. Yeah, I can see him making a move.
Yeah,
there'd be a rough move to put him, Michael Penix, against that defense
with all the disguises that they throw at you. Yeah, man, I don't know. It's a bad situation to be in. It's a horrible conversation to be having on December 3rd.
Yeah, it is.
With a $100 million quarterback 12 games into it.
Yeah.
All right.
I like this. Brian Poles, they're going to keep him. The Bears are going to keep their GM, Brian Poles, and he will lead the next coaching search. Didn't he lead the last coaching search?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know. Continuity?
What's continuity?
Want to fire everybody?
I mean, yeah, but I mean, and I like Paul. I like, you know, he's had some nice draft picks.
I think he's done an okay job.
Okay job. It's just the coaching part about it.
Yeah,
this is the coaching part.
Just get a better coach.
Yeah,
that's what I would do.
I mean, I would, and I keep hearing people say the same thing, and I'm so with it. I would go get a veteran coach.
Yeah,
I would go. I would go get a veteran coach.
They won't.
They won't.
They'll get one of these young, up and coming coordinators.
Because what they want to do is get a coordinator match with their quarterback instead of getting a coach to match with their team.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, older coaches can coach young quarterbacks, too.
Yes, they can.
They can do that.
Saw one last night.
You did.
Saw one last night. Bo Nix, look, outside of the picks, Bo Nix is
he's playing really well.
Really, really good.
We were just talking about Mike Holmgren and his career. Got a pretty good play out of some young quarterbacks as an older coach.
Yeah, man. Don't go. I mean, Ben Johnson's the one. But, I mean, I would go get – if I'm the Bears, I would go get Nick Vetcher head coach.
I think that's a good idea. I don't know if Ben Johnson even wants that job. I don't know what job Ben Johnson wants because he's going to have his pick.
He's got his pick. We said, what did he do with Jacksonville because of the quarterback?
I don't know. I do not know if that's a good situation at all. They're not good.
No.
They're not a good team. But that's obviously that's why they're going to have a job.
Don't get Vrabel, Bears.
I think that'd be great.
Vrabel
in Chicago
tough.
Would be perfect.
He's tough.
Yeah, that would actually be perfect.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.